To continue our conversation about the state of youth corrections in California, we're joined by Michael Miner. On March 1st, Governor Brown appointed him Chief Deputy Secretary of the Division of Juvenile Justice at the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. That makes it his job to help shape the future for this department that's potentially on the budget chopping block. I asked Miner to tell me more about what the Division of Juvenile Justice does.
The Division of Juvenile Justice currently provides services to, as you said, about 1,000 young men and 31 young women who are the most troubled youth in California. They are your serious violent offenders and also sex offenders. So the population that we are providing services to are young men and young women who has gone through the county system, who need further services, and those services are best provided at this time by the Division of Juvenile Justice.
And do you consider these young people a threat to public safety?
I believe these young people are troubled youth who have some serious and violent crimes that need a great deal of treatment and rehabilitation services to prepare them to go back into the community so that they won't make those same mistakes and create victims or commit additional crimes.
So let's assume I'm a young man. I'm 19 years old. I'm in for felony assault, say. What does my day look like?
If they're not a high school graduate, they should be involved in school. Or either if they're a high school graduate, they should be involved in vocational programs. As an example, in 2010 and 2011 academic year, we graduated over 556 young men and women. They either received a GED, a high school diploma, or a certificate of vocational or technical trade. Also, we are implementing a large array of treatment groups. It may be, if you're a sex offender, you may be involved in sex behavior treatment program groups. If the YARS identify that you have high violence, you may be included in the anger interruption therapy group, or you may be in Counterpoint. Those are some of the groups that we offer. And then other groups such as life skills or other pro-social activities that will help build character and help the young people get ready to go back into our communities.
Now, one highly publicized case of treatment inside of the Division of Juvenile Justice was the revelation that kids were being educated in cages because they were seen as a threat to public safety of the teachers. Is that still happening?
No. Several years back, there were some of the most violent young men were being housed in what was called at the time special management programs. And in there were individual education booths. They were identified and they would be put in the booth and the teacher would sit outside and provide education in that manner to keep the young men from becoming involved in violence. Those no longer exist. Those booths no longer exist. Now what we do, we have a behavior treatment program, which is for the most difficult young people. It's has a cap of 24 young people can be in that housing, that living unit. And there's four teachers for each of those five youth. So you have five young men in a classroom, and you would have one youth correctional counselor and one teacher in that classroom to deliver services in that manner. So the picture that you may have seen some years ago where a young man was sitting in booths, no, that's not the case any longer.
And you say that it's basically the most violent and troubled offenders that are still in DJJ. Everybody else has been gone back to counties and into programs, et cetera. So one of the other big allegations about what was formerly the CYA, the California Youth Authority, was that it was essentially a school for gladiators, that it was a place where these kids were preyed upon and that it was a very, very dangerous place to be. How have you remedied that?
Our housing units now are occupied on a core program, which is a general population living unit. The max is 38 young people. On our sex behavior treatment programs, there are 36. On our mental health programs, there are 24 young people. That in itself helped alleviate some of the pressure around that. And to couple with that, we've hired professional staff that make up the treatment teams. Those treatment teams are made up of clinical psychologists, youth correctional counselors, casework specialists or case managers, and you have the supervisors and the treatment team program managers there to help facilitate the treatment process. So everything is done now as a multidisciplinary approach to providing treatment. It focuses on creating a pro-social behavior that's therapeutic, that's supportive, and to help young people identify what their problems are, help them look for solutions to their problems, to their behavior. And I think those things has made a tremendous impact.
And one of the things that James Bell said in the interview that you heard that you wanted to respond to was that he didn't think any young people needed to be in DJJ. He thought that communities that they came from could provide those services to help kids who are struggling.
Again, DJJ has always believed in supporting the youth with support from their families. We have reached out to families as part of the treatment process. The counties have a great deal of responsibility. If these young men can and women can do better in the counties can do a better job of helping them get on their feet, I'm not opposed to that. But I do, again, just have to repeat that the state system, the Division of Juvenile Justice, at this time currently has a place, and our place is to do the best job we can in rehabilitating and helping these young people.
And you've worked in corrections for 27 years. You just recently took over as the director of the Division of Juvenile Justice. How have you seen California's correction system, particularly with respect to young people, evolve? I mean, it was just a few years ago that the California Department of Corrections put rehabilitation back into its actual name.
Well, it never changed for the Division of Juvenile Justice. I mean, when it was California Youth Authority, when I came into the organization, it was known as the national leader and was looked to for creative ideas around treatment and rehabilitation. And over the years, policy changes made a difference in the way that we have done business. I mean, we went from a treatment-oriented facilities to one that was more custody and control. And now we're moving back. We're shifting back to that area where we realize that locking them up and throwing away the key is not the answer, that these young people need lots of treatment. They need lots of support in order to leave our facilities and go out and be productive citizens. And that's what we're focused on.
Governor Brown has proposed to shut down the DJJ altogether. Where do you stand on that?
If that decision is made, then our job is to do the best plan we can to help transition young folks back to the communities. But in the interim, I see our role as doing the best job we can to provide service to the young people that we have in our care. And so my focus as a director and my constant message to the staff is we can't take our eyes off the ball. We have to remain committed to the job that we are tasked to do. We are public servants. We have a great task ahead of us. We have a very needy population, and that's where our focus is. If that policy decision is made, then we work closely with the counties to make that transition as transparent and effective as possible.